Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of us have trips planned. I'm supposed to be in New York in June. I have a friend of mine who's actually in Hawaii right now. We have people, like, you know, in other states going, I'm going to want to get home. And I'm being asked, we're taking your questions, of course, on coronavirus, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. What is the latest in terms of domestic travel restrictions? Now, so far as of today, no restrictions yet. I would say, please, you know, be prepared for them. From what I understand, the CDC usually doesn't issue the restrictions, but they have asked us before we fly to consider, you know, where we're going. Are we going from an area like Parker, Arizona, to Seattle, Washington? Because we might be going to an area that has it and comes back, right, and can come back with it. Are we going to be in contact with others in our trip or able to social distance ourselves? Well, I mean, obviously, we can't social distance ourselves on a plane. I mean, when you're in coach, I mean, you are, like, you know, up into their business. I am closer to people in coach than, you know, doing a pap smear. I mean, there's just no distance between you. It's absolutely ridiculous. They say the risk of exposure to respiratory viruses like COVID may increase in crowded settings, so they're warning you, particularly closed-in settings with little air circulation, if there are people in the crowd who are sick. Are you or your travel companions at higher risk of severe illness if you get COVID, meaning diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiac disease, cancer, etc., immunosuppressed, respiratory issues? And then, do you have a plan for taking time off from work or school in case you get exposed to or are sick with COVID or have to self-quarantine? So remember, just because you live in an area like I do where we're already locking down, not a lot of the areas are on lockdown. They are still business as usual. You know, the government has now suggested to limit meetings and limit weddings. But, you know, there are weddings, there are funerals, there are still things that are happening out there. There is still business and commerce that needs to be done. And so once the flights and the planes get grounded, then, I mean, you thought we're at a standstill now. Wait till that stops. My advice, based on the little bits and pieces that I'm getting, is we might be okay for the next day or two, but there is no doubt there is going to be some sort of a restriction or a recommendation or something saying do not get on a plane, not fly. And as we discussed in the previous hour, it's because the reason why we're here today with the, you know, coronavirus issue in America is because somebody flew to America. Okay, we didn't have it from what we understand, and somebody flew to us. So why would we not restrict travel? And trust me, I know, oh, one of my baby doctors, Matt. Hey, so happy. Okay, sorry. My students are kind of texting. I apologize. Why would they not restrict it? Because if we were worried about Wuhan to San Francisco, then somebody in Boulder or, you know, Colorado Springs is going to worry about somebody flying from San Francisco to Colorado Springs. So it's going to be a matter of time. I mean, do not think that we are going to be able to have a successful lockdown and a successful shelter in place without restricting travel. And I know I'm ticking a lot of people off right now. I don't want this to happen. It kills me to see our country come to a standstill. I am just, you know, mortified not only by the death rate and by the consequences that are happening severely with this virus, but also what's happening to the economy. Trust me, I am not advocating for this. I'm just telling you guys, don't be shocked if this happens, which means if you do have a loved one, okay, who is in another state, most likely they will be allowed back. But my guess is what would probably be the first step is the government would say, all right, those of you who have traveled, get your butts back. Get your butts back. We are going to give you X amount of days to get back, and then, boom, you're not flying anywhere. So, now, some of you have 2-3 homes. Some of you have kids in one state and in another state. That's going to make it difficult. You know, but there is going to be that suggestion, mark my words, where you are going to be told to not spread from one side of the country to the other. So it's frustrating and it's scary. I think whoever, though, is away and out now, I've been talking to them, you're all probably fine. You'll be able to get back. Domestic travel is not restricted. Now, something that's been circulating around the internet is ibuprofen. And there has been a suggestion that ibuprofen will make your susceptibility to COVID worse. Also, people have been asking me about nasal steroids. We're in allergy season, for crying out loud. How many of us are on Flonase? Oh, my gosh, or Kenalog shots. So where this is coming from is if you're on corticosteroids or steroids, you could then suppress your immune system. If you take an anti-inflammatory, you will be decreasing your inflammatory system. However, there is no evidence yet. We have no studies saying that any of these coronavirus cases happened because somebody had menstrual cramps and had to pop a couple ibuprofen. Okay? We don't have any evidence of that. So nobody has to freak out about their ibuprofen. I mean, the last thing we need is a resurgence in the opioid crisis because people are afraid to take an ibuprofen and they want to go back to their Lortab. So everybody needs to kind of slow the roll and calm down when it comes to that one. But it is a interesting theory in that we do a lot of things that suppresses our immune system. Drinking alcohol suppresses our immune system. Vaping does. Should we be vaping? Should we be drinking alcohol during this coronavirus outbreak? Well, the average person's like, if I got to hang out with my mother-in-law, okay, please break out the Jameson. So, I mean, again, I'm not going to be the one to tell you that. But what I do want you guys to do is keep in mind that there are a lot of things out there that could possibly interfere with our ability to fight infections. No proof yet on ibuprofen, no proof yet on nasal corticosteroids. But just keep your ears open on what recommendations come because they're obviously trying to study it as fast as they can. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Taking your questions.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-362-3254. A big thing I've been asked in the last 24 hours is, well, how do you pay your rent? Small business owners, mortgage owners, what do we do? So, hopefully we've been creating enough buzz to get the government to kind of, you know, suggest some recommendations, but we got to be very, very careful about that, okay? If you are a landlord, you are in no position. If you are a small business landlord, you are in no position for somebody not to pay you rent. So we need this all to trickle up. All right? If you're in an apartment, you want to be able to defer your rent. If you are a landlord, you want to be able to defer your mortgage payment on that property. If you're a bank, you want to be able to not have to pay on certain notes or interest or whatever, wherever you're getting your money from, bonds, whatever. So we have to be very, very careful when we approach this because if you're getting your rent deferred and you're a landlord, then I can't, you know, you know, can't pay the mortgage payment on the building, that building gets taken up by the bank anyway. So there has to be some choreography to it. So we're hearing from the latest, Trump is considering letting homeowners delay mortgage payments. He is right now considering a plan to allow homeowners whose income was cut by the coronavirus, which would be all of us, to delay mortgage payments. But we still have to figure out how borrowers can catch up. Okay? You know, you would think, well, if I have a one-year lease that ends next March, let me defer the next month or two, and so then my lease is up next May. I mean, that could work, but everybody has to be on board, including the banks. They say the government will also have to determine how to advance money to mortgage services so that investors and mortgage-backed securities get their guaranteed payments. Tens of billions in short-term financing may be needed, according to Michael Frattantini, chief economist at the Mortgage Bankers Association. Other real estate-related trade groups also are involved in the discussion. This is so big. We're thinking of the potential of several months of payments for a lot of homeowners. We had opened talking about, you know, is 15 days going to be enough? Is 30 days going to be enough? The UK thinks there's going to be an issue for 18 months. Between you and I, the economic ramifications of this and the slowing of the economy, at least a year. It might take, I mean, at the bare minimum, I mean, we might be going through another Obama years, you know, of eight, what was that, 8 years of recession. So rent deferment, this has to be designed very delicately. So the proposal could follow the model of previous forbearance programs after critical disasters. Borrowers in areas hit by storms have been allowed to pause payments for a period of time. The White House has been in touch with mortgage lenders to discuss their views on policy responses, according to an official who requested anonymity to speak about internal matters. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, the government regulator overseeing mortgage buyers Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, is taking a, quote, proactive stance, according to Vince Malta, president of the National Association of Realtors. They say the problem will drain household resources, weigh on the economy, and could undermine efforts to slow the spread of COVID by encouraging people to take on extra work. Well, that, again, this is where the panic sets in. I mean, I am sure that there are people out there saying, look, I'll come to your house and do your nails. I'll come to your house and cut your hair. I will bring you food. I will go to the store and do your grocery shopping so you don't have to. So there is going to be people relying on other people to be able to get through this and to make money on the side. I mean, if you were told that you are not allowed to make income, you would panic and go, I have to work. I'm a workaholic. You know, I'm going to be working. I'm going to be doing telemedicine. But if I couldn't do that, I'd be like, well, then I'll write more books or what, you know, I mean, help people with their research. I don't know what I would do. So they say a rise in defaults and foreclosures would undermine confidence in the housing market once the health threat passed. So the plan would probably need to be consistent for all mortgages, from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to the Federal Housing Administration. Whether the loan terms they said would be stretched out or borrowers would have balloon low payments, not sure. So meaning if you had to forbear or defer your rent, let's say for a couple months, and your rent is $500 a month, will your rent after those couple months go up to $507? You see, so then that little extra money could be spread over months. So, I mean, you wouldn't just get free rent or mortgage, and we all know that. But it would be really nice to not have to be dealing with it right now. They say, according to Bloomberg, mortgage servicers are already raising huge concern about having to make advances to investors, and there are literally millions of borrowers in the FHA program who cannot miss a paycheck or two without going into default. Now, what is going on in Europe? Okay. So in Europe, they're considering it. I am looking right now at, okay, let me see. In the UK, oh, Lord have mercy, sorry, having internet issues. The Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has introduced the following. Full sick pay and lost earnings protection from day one for all, including insecure, low-paid, and self-employed workers during self-isolation and illness. In the UK, they want statutory sick pay to increase in line with other European countries with similar economies. They want rent deferrals and mortgage holidays so that landlords cannot evict tenants and mortgage companies cannot take action against homeowners. They want to remove the requirement for face-to-face universal credit reviews in all cases. Immediately suspend. Oh, sorry. Oh, my Siri's on. Remove the requirement for face-to-face universal credit interviews, which we don't have. Immediately suspend sanctions and immediately and sharply reduce payment weights. And then support local authorities work with food banks to buy and distribute food. So in the UK, I mean, we aren't the only country, you know, trying to consider what the heck do we do. Well, I told you guys I would, you know, find a form letter so that we could use for rent reduction, etc. It would probably, and I don't want you to use this particular letter because it may not pertain to you. You might need 6 months, a year. But basically, some of the letters that we found say something to the effect of this. Please accept this request, dear sir or madam. Please accept this request for a temporary rent reduction or mortgage deferment until the current national emergency is lifted and no sooner than 3 months from now. Assuming 3 months is going to be fine. I tell everybody, wait a day or two. I know, you know, the end of the month is going to be coming up soon, but hopefully there'll be more of a plan. And trust me, the government's going to hear about it because a lot of people have to pay rent. This goes on to say, with the declaration of a national state of emergency, we are all fighting to help control the spread of the new coronavirus, COVID-19. As we practice social distancing to protect each other, businesses in the service industry like, and then you put your you know, business, whatever, are feeling the worst financial efforts of the struggle. We have tried nearly every possibility in the last 2 weeks and would appreciate financial assistance so that we could survive in this crisis. We are in uncharted territory as hospitality business or whatever business you're in seem to be the hardest hit by this crisis. Please understand that this request is for temporary rent reduction or deferment during this crisis as a necessity. The nature of our business is especially vulnerable due to the fact that it involves a close proximity gathering of clients and staff, all of whom have been told to stay home by the CDC. Our business' current financial difficulties are due completely to the present health emergency. The company is an otherwise healthy business, and we expect to return to normal operations once the national state of emergency is lifted. Now, that's something I want to bring up in a sec. Please contact us if you have any further information, etc. All right. And I could post this, but I don't want this one particular because I think there are better letters out there. But we have a couple interesting things here. Okay, so one is we're in this predicament because of the CDC. Okay, you and I want to work. We don't want to expose others. We do not want to stay home. We want to be working. We want to pay our rent. But we are being forced by the government to not work. You know, one of you had written saying, you know, why does the government, you know, why is it the government's responsibility? Well, because the government is the one that told us to stay home. So, I mean, you know, we want to pay our bills. All right. So it's good to, you know, put that in the letter. But what makes me concerned is when we went through the, you know, recession, the Great Recession, early on, I wanted to get an extra line of credit just in case. We were fine, but I wanted to get an extra line of credit. And we had perfect credit. The bank says, no. This was like 2009, early 2009. And we're like, well, why? We have good credit. We've been paying all our bills on time. Why? They say, because you're not going to have good credit soon. And you think your business is fine now. It's not going to be later. And we're like, what? So they had a point. We are trying to tell them that we have a healthy business and we expect to return to normal operations. The banks might be thinking there is going to be no normal resumption for a while. So I would say still wait a day or two. Let's see what happens with the U.S. government. Let's see what they could do in terms of putting pressure on banks, etc. But that's going to be key, not only getting unemployment, but being able to not have to pay our rent. 1-877-DOT-LA.
Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. you may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's another bad day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average again plunged at the opening bell. It was down by more than 1,300 points in that early trading. That led to another drop below 20,000 for that index. The market's still waiting on lawmakers to decide what kind of a stimulus package will be considered to fight the economic impacts of the coronavirus. Northern Utah struck this morning by a 5.7 magnitude earthquake, and more reports of widespread damage are coming in. Rocky Mountain Power reports close to 50,000 customers are without electricity. Several school districts have all canceled grab-and-go meal services today for students because of the potential damage to district kitchens, and the USGS has reported at least a dozen aftershocks since that initial earthquake hit just after 7 a.m. local time outside of Magna. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials, and Daniel, and big thanks for you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake shook Utah Salt Lake City area. I'm not sure if you guys woke up hearing that. I was like, what? I got family and friends up there. Cutting power to tens of thousands and suspending work at the state's public health lab amid this coronavirus pandemic. All they needed was an earthquake, and earthquakes are rare up there. Inbound flights to Salt Lake were being diverted as workers inspect runways. The quake was centered about 10 miles west of Salt Lake City and very near the city of Magna. Started at 7:09 a.m. Mountain Time. It was the most powerful quake since 1992, when a magnitude 5.9 struck the St. George area. This, though, is a 5.7. Operations at the state's public health laboratory were halted. Building was assessed for damage. State's coronavirus hotline was actually down after the quake. More than 47,000 customers in the area were without power, according to Rocky Mountain Power's website. We don't know of any, I don't know of any injuries yet. We still don't have any of the injury reports. Six aftershocks had been recorded with 20 minutes of the main quake. Utah doesn't really seem to happen as often as other places. Earthquakes greater than magnitude 5 happen maybe once a decade. Quakes greater than 6 every 50 years, maybe once, if that. They said the statement takes into account instrumentation records dating back to 1962 and historical records dating back to the 1850s. So, not sure what was grumbling on there, but, yeah. So, keep you guys posted. In sports news, Jason Witten leaving the Cowboys and going to the Raiders. He has, I guess, agreed to a one-year deal with the Raiders. As you know, Jason Witten had left the Cowboys to do sportscasting. I think he's cute as can be. He didn't really, you know, I think, sink the sportscasting job as Tony Romo had done, or Troy Aikman. So he went back to the Cowboys. But coming to the Raiders, for me, is a, you know, little bitter. It's kind of bittersweet because I'm in Vegas and the Raiders are coming to Vegas. So I will still get to see, luckily, Witten. I think Jason Garrett's going to the Giants. I have to find out. I'll double-check that for you guys. You guys know more about that than I have not been, you know, watching the news. But that's where we are with that's where we are with sports. Sorry, guys. I was just on SportsX Radio. I didn't bring my sports stuff with me because sports has kind of been a little bit of a lull right now. All right, so many of you want to know, and again, we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Why aren't we using colloidal silver? Why aren't we using silver? Here's the thing. All right. And I think one of our listeners had asked about, supplements and things like that. And we talked about this yesterday, but we'll talk about it again. We have some real, real cool stuff out there. Okay, silver has phenomenal antimicrobial properties. So does zinc. So does vitamin C. All right. In certain testing arenas. The problem we have is we have no idea what you're getting in the grocery store or what you're getting online. And when somebody takes something thinking, I'm good, they might let their defenses down. Or, as we talked about, sometimes these medications could interfere with your medications. We talked about vitamin D. We talked about zinc and things yesterday, how, let's say you're on Coumadin, there's a chance that it could interfere with the way your Coumadin is working, and Coumadin or warfarin you use as a blood thinner to prevent getting a stroke if you have atrial fibrillation or other sort of, risks of blood clots. So we want to embrace alternative medicine and supplements and things that are out there embrace, what we have in nature, but I don't know what the heck is bottled up in many of these companies. And so if unfortunately you start popping a whole bunch of stuff and the body is like, okay, well, wait a second. Okay, guys, we got something new here. This doesn't look like an apple or an orange or a piece of broccoli to me. This is a blue, cobalt blue tablet with some speckles. Guys, we got to work on this. We don't know if some of these supplements might hurt more than harm. So that's kind of why you're not hearing, a lot of us doctors say, guys, go and run out and buy zinc or go and run out and buy echinacea. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't work for some people. There's some of you that swear by echinacea. Good for you. That's fantastic. It's just, for those of us who are licensed, we got to be very, very careful with what we recommend. I've told you guys about a lot of off-label things that I like. And I told you guys, and again, this isn't the doctor me, this is Dahlia me, when somebody in the family would have like an ingrown toenail that would start getting infected, I would use Colgate toothpaste, okay? Don't ask. Put some Colgate toothpaste on that tender area in the nail, and I would see it, and I would put like a little piece of dental floss, right, under the nail to hopefully help it grow above the skin. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But the Colgate toothpaste did like phenomenal things. Is Colgate toothpaste something I'm supposed to be recommending for an ingrown toenail? Oh, hell no. No doctor in their right mind would recommend for you guys to do that. But are there some things we do that work? Absolutely. Just like prayer. I pray. I pray all the time. But am I allowed as a doctor to say, okay, you know, pray, you know, to avoid getting coronavirus? I'm supposed to say to stay home and isolate. Yeah, you can pray at home. But I can't say that is going to be what prevents you getting from coronavirus. Now, you guys may be going, okay, this is a bunch of bullcrap. Doctors should be able to say that. I wish you could look at all the things doctors get sued for. I have seen lawyers twist and fabricate intent when a doctor was just saying, you know, look, you know, if you might want to try this, it might make you feel better. And a lawyer goes, he informed that patient with all his medical knowledge and training that that is what they need to do and that would be the cure. And they did that instead of X, Y, and Z. And you're like, what? See, just like homeopaths, if you talk to the average homeopath, they will not want you to forego regular medical treatment for cancer. I met a breast cancer patient. Breast was, completely consumed by cancer. She said her homeopath told her, go and see a doctor. Always had. But she chose that, you know, she, you know, wanted to try homeopathic remedies instead. Unfortunately, she died. But, the doctors are telling people, you know, I mean, even those that embrace alternative medicine will still many times not, especially if they're licensed by their medical board, will not go against the grain when it comes to medical recommendation. So, you know, if you guys are upset that I'm not talking about silver, you know, I'm not talking about vitamin C, you know, tablets to take, I want you to supplement if there is something you are missing and there is evidence that you're being deficient and it could be a problem. However, that's a discussion for you and your doctor. If you are vitamin D deficient, you need to get on vitamin D, just like I am. I was put on vitamin D because I'm vitamin D deficient. Am I doing it to prevent coronavirus? No, I'm doing it because I'm deficient. Hopefully it does help boost my immune system. But, if I'm deficient in something, I need that. If you're deficient in thyroid, because you have a low thyroid, you're going to need thyroid medication. If you are deficient in insulin, because you're a diabetic, you're going to need insulin. And that's what supplements are there for. That's exactly what they're there for. You know, but I am a fan of alternative medicine. I'm just not allowed to say this is going to cure you or protect you from a deadly virus. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Freddie wants to know what will happen to us if we violate the lockdown. Now, I'm not sure where you're from, so in Nevada, from what I understand, there were no specifics on how this would be enforced. Governor Sisolak, you know, basically said, you know, we are supposed to avoid non-essential travel. Non-essential businesses have to close. I do not believe we have a list of what happens if you are a business and stays open, which I don't see why you would, because who's going to come and visit? Or, you know, what happens if you travel or go anywhere? But I look and see what happens in France. as a guide, because that's what our government is. Our government is looking at Italy, they're looking at France, they're looking at what's going, you know, what is happening in other countries. And we need to play this smart, because right now the U.S. government, because we are the freest country in the world, and we have constitutional freedoms, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank God, that, you know, protect us and give us our rights. The lockdown and shutdown suggestions and restrictions that we are having in certain necks of the woods are still milder in terms of penalties, or they're not even talking about penalty, than other places. Yet, if we don't listen and do it right, and virus still spreads, it's going to get stricter. And because this is all new, and nothing's been in the books yet, there is an opportunity for the books to be written. You know, I mean, I bring up pre-Nazi Germany, you know, not because I want to compare anybody to, you know, the Chancellor, you know, Adolf Hitler as he was rising to power, you know, waiting for his superior to die and then he'd be able to take over. But because when there's a state of panic, then somebody in charge can be free to write the rules and they will have public support. I mean, there is a lot of support for the shutdown. You have people saying, shut the cities down, close things down. We need this to stop. So if a politician says, well, I think we need to, you know, request boom, 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 or we need to, isolate this or fine people, they're like, hell yeah, fine them. Well, we have to probably throw people in jail who absolutely do it. There's going to be a lot of public support. And if we democratically do a vote, people might vote, yeah, lock anybody up. I mean, you know, we're a democracy, we're a republic, and yet in a crisis, we might resemble any other country that limits freedoms. Because when it comes to infectious disease, you know, all cards off the table. I mean, look at how everybody was having a big, fit that Trump wanted to close the borders. Well, U.S. border with Canada is going to temporarily close to non-essential traffic, and nobody's complaining now. Politics change based on crises. European Union agrees to close its external borders to non-citizens. Trudeau on Monday closed Canada's border to non-citizens. U.S. citizens are exempt from the ban, you know, and, you know, people that obviously live in two areas. But the U.S. border with Canada is temporarily closing. I'm not sure exactly what's happening with the Mexico side, but, you know, closing is going to affect tourism. They hope it won't affect trade and workers in essential work. But, okay, we're going to start closing borders. That's, you know, we're probably going to be we're already restricting international travel. All of a sudden, public opinion changes, and there's support. And when there's support, yeah, things can get done, but we also have to be careful that things that we may not really, really want may also be suggested. So what's happening in France? So France's lockdown has a 15-day lockdown. President Emmanuel Macron said, we are at war, a public health war, declaring a nationwide lockdown to fight a virus that had already killed, at the time of the lockdown, 6,000, or I'm sorry, killed 148 people in France, more than 6,000. They are up to 7,700 cases and 175 deaths. And, hold on a second, go back to the article here. And so the government has tens of thousands of police patrolling the streets. Now, initially, when they had asked people to, you know, shelter down and stay home or whatever, thousands still had crowded the parks and people were, you know, and so they had to now institute a full lockdown. So when a country, you know, says, okay, guys, it's kind of what we need you to do, please do it. If we don't listen, there's going to be police forces. Do we want that? Now, of course, there will be some doofuses out there designed to have a bonfire going, well, nobody will see us at night. Well, yeah, with the bonfire, they will. But in France, traveling to work is permitted as long as it's essential, cannot be postponed, or cannot be done from home. Shopping for groceries and other essential items is allowed. No need for panic buying, as supermarkets and bakers can remain open throughout the lockdown. Exemptions are also made if you have certain family reasons in France. If you look after children, the elderly, parents with shared custody could travel to each other's homes. Shopping for an elderly relative is also allowed. They say brief outings to get some exercise or take pets for a walk are allowed, but you need the permission. Can't go to football games, things like that. All health-related appointments are permitted, including trips to the pharmacy. But you have to have a travel pass. You cannot leave your home without a travel pass, explaining where you're going and why. A different form is needed for each outing. You can't just print the same form. If you don't produce one, it will result in a fine. So there's about 100,000 police that are out on the streets to enforce the lockdown and check to see if you have a signed attestation. Now, it doesn't have to be right now permission from somebody else. It just has to right now be something that you fill out. But if you fail to produce one, you could get fined. Now, in America, we're not there yet. Right now, they're like, all right, guys, you know, like in my neck of the woods, my governor had said non-essential services as beauty shops, barbershops, nail, taxing, waxing, tanning, waxing have to close. And so further notice, only essential businesses stay open, like pharmacies, grocery stores, drug and convenience stores, banks, financial institutions, hardware stores, gas stations, grocery stores having special hours for vulnerable populations. But they are basically saying, until the risk goes away, you need to, you know, find other forms of, let's say, you know, workouts. Can't go to the gym. You could hike. You could still hike, but, you know, home workouts maybe. Maintain social distancing. Some events are unavoidable. They understand that. But we don't have yet an iron fist saying you can't go certain places without permission. If we screw this up, we will. And so, you know, you're seeing online and on Facebook people saying, get together, guys, get it together, guys. And, you know, some people are kind of looking at them like, oh, please, you know, you're adding to the hysteria. And, on the, and you know, no, I'm kind of with the people that want to be do-gooders and rule followers because I do not want to have to download a form. We don't have a working printer at my house. So I'd like, I don't, and if the printer dies, I mean, I'm going to want to be able to go and get a printer to print out whatever form if we end up copying France. So I'm hoping it never gets to that where, you know, if I have to go shopping or I need to buy more toilet paper or a stool softener, I can go and do that without being stopped by police. So, you know, it is going to take all of us working together and kind of, you know, being a part of this and, you know, smart about it. Sorry it's happening, guys. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.